Means and
services there? Nope.
Is that punk rock fans look as devastating as their music sounds.
Saturday I took a walk to Zipperhead. I met a girl there and she almost knocked me dead.
Oh, rock girl,
please look at me. What do you see? Let's travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know.
Punk rock girl, give me a chance.
Let's go slam dance to a dress like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin', so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal.
Punk rock girl, it makes no sense.
Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. We went to a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers. And security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said, he don't work here. We said, if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you pay for this? Said, nothing, man, it's stolen.
Punk rock girl,
you look so wild. Let's have you and me, eat fudge, banana swirl, just you and me. We'll travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl.
That was the Dead Milkman's Punk Rock Girl, and this is the first episode of Punk Piro here on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles 88.7. Welcome, my name is Reagan, and I am so excited to be doing this show, and I hope you're excited to be listening to it. On this show, I'm going to be playing a lot of, obviously, punk, new wave, avant-garde, hardcore, 90s emo, Midwest emo, literally anything I can get my little gremlin hands on. I do have a soft spot for some slow jams, too, so I'm sure that'll come up at some point, but, you know, who knows. I feel like the Dead Milkman's Punk Rock Girl is, like, the best first song to play on a punk radio show. I think I made a pretty good choice. Next up is some Beat Happening and Limp Wrist, but first, Trampoline Team, a band out of New Orleans, with Change Your Name.
Change your name.
We've known each other for quite some time, and we've loved each other in many different ways. But there's still one thing left undone. Let me walk you to school today. Let me walk with you every day. Go hide behind your locker door. And do what seems to come natural. Let me come over to your house today. Let me come over every day. Grab your favorite book and read your favorite part. And I'll lay my head upon your lap. Tell your parents they don't understand. Ask your parents, haven't they ever felt like this? Tell your parents they don't understand. We're in love, let's kiss. Let's ride out to the park today. Let's ride bikes together every day. We'll lay down in the grass and stare at the sky. We'll stare at the sun and into each other's eyes.
Wrist is one of my favorite hardcore bands of all time because they are one of the first bands I ever heard that was under the genre of queercore, and I didn't even know that was a thing until I started listening to Limp Wrist, and it just opened up a wide variety of other bands for me. Queercore is easily one of my favorite punk subgenres. But next up is Screeching Weasel with Love, a jam. Turn it up.
I don't want to call you and take you to the show. I don't want to go on big with you and write sappy notes. I don't need the hassles. I don't need the headaches too. And I don't want to be in love with you. I want to be in love with you. I don't want to be in love with you.
sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant trop mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi, poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois. Un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Comme un alien dans son igloo. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi, 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 moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, la nana, quel panard, quelle vibration de s'envoyer sur paillasson. The king of the divan, qu'elle me dit en passant. I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi, 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 moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, t'occupe, t'inquiète, touche pas ma planète. Que le ciel me tombera sur la tête et que la colle me manquera.
Bertrand, Sa Plan Pour Moi, and I remember finding that song when I was like 14, I think, and my mind was just blown about how good it was, and it still holds true 10 years later. Next up is one of my favorite songs that I get stuck in my head at least twice a week, and I've known this song for probably about 3 years now, so that's, you know, it lives in my head rent-free at this point. And it's just so smooth and good. But it's Namdi Ogbenaya's Art School Crush.
Girl who does you give a shit about, and run on up to your dorm so I can tell you all about just how you make my heart warm every time I sit around. I smile as you're alive. Maybe I'll get into art forms and things you give a shit about, and run on up to your dorm so I can tell you all about just how you make my heart warm every time I sit around. I smile as you're alive. But you're too busy reading lots of on the interwebs, editing your scene and smoking shitty cigarettes. You can keep pretending that you never think of me, but that's just a lie. Maybe I'll get into art forms and things you give a shit about, and run on up to your dorm so I can tell you all about just how you make my heart warm every time I sit around. I smile because you're alive, and you may be right.
Those last two songs you were listening to were Bratmobile's I Love You Little Crocodile and Embrace's Dance of Days. Embrace is a really good band that only lasted 1 year in 1985, and the lead singer of Embrace is actually Ian McKay, who also fronts Fugazi. So it didn't last very long. They only put out one self-titled album, but it's a good album nonetheless, and you should definitely listen to it. Once again, you're listening to The Punk Piro on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles 88.7. And when I was naming this show, I had many a fight with my friend Janie about how to pronounce Piro, because she pronounces it Pirogue and I pronounce it Piro. And we fought about it a lot, but I decided to go with my gut and say Piro. And mostly because it's so widely debated that I think that people would understand if they said it different from how I say it. Who cares? It's a punk show. Next up, we have Daniel Johnston's Honey, I Sure Miss You. And Daniel Johnston is obviously iconic, and I had the pleasure of seeing him in 2018, I'm pretty sure, in New Orleans. And it was a great show. I'm very grateful that I got to see him, and he is very missed.
Miss you. won't you come along with me tonight? There's a spirit in my brain that I just can't shake, and I'll lift you off me. All right, so come on, come on, come on, come on, 'cause I
Those last few songs were the Ergs. It was a 2-for-1 with first song side one and a very pretty song for a very special young lady part two. And the Psychedelic Furs' iconic song, Heaven. This next song is actually a request from my one and only father. He is the one that actually introduced me to some pretty pivotal punk bands like the Ramones and the Dead Milkmen. So he requested a song, and of course I had to oblige. And if you would like to request a song, you're welcome to DM me on Instagram at punkpiroradio. But for right now, this is the Jim Carroll Band's People Who Died.
Janice had the clue, he was 12 years old. Fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug. 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He looked at 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine. Those are people who died, died. So they died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam, bullet in the head. Bobby OD'd on Drano on the night that he was wed. They were two more friends of mine. Two more friends that died. From a hotel room, Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tombs. Judy jumped in front of a subway train. Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. And I salute you, brother. That his rage was just some goof, but Herbie sure gave Tony some bitchin' proof. And Herbie said, Tony, can you fly? But Tony couldn't fly. Tony died. On a narco rap, he beat the rap by ratting on some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but it sure beats Rikers. But the next day he got offed by the very same biker.
Die, die, die. get up in the morning searching for bread, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, go, 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 go. Oh, may I? The Israelite. No! Get up in the morning searching for bread, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, go, 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 go. Oh, may I? The Israelite. No! Shop-dilly-la, dum-dilly-la. Is a Quran every month of food? Oh, 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 man, he's a life. Mr. Policeman.
True killer in the mirror, best match for us. gin. Give me some gin. I want some wine. I just want wine.
I want my boy.
That was the Traveling Troubadours cover of The Israelites, Sneak's True Killer, and the Ramones' I Lost My Mind. I feel like most people are surprised whenever I tell them that that last song is by the Ramones, because it is one of the more, if not most, thrashy songs that they've ever done. But it is off their 1987 album, Halfway to Sanity, which was released in 87, and it was received incredibly poorly. It was kind of post-prime for Ramones, and even though it had Debbie Harry on backing vocals for one of the songs, it just didn't do very well, which sucks because there were some bangers on it, but, you know, Ramones in 87 is a different Ramones from the 70s. This next song is by a band that I'm sure a lot of you are gonna know. It's a band that was formed in the 70s but didn't get its proper recognition until around 2008-2009. But thank God it did, because it is so well deserved. It's Death with Politicians in My Eyes.
One, two, three, no!
Can I have one of those cigarettes over there? A couple of them, too.
Last song you just heard was Felonies the Fanatic. Well, folks, we're nearing the end of the first episode of Punk Pyro. Once again, I'm Reagan, and thank you so much for making it this far in the show. I hope you have plans to join me again next week on Thursday at 12 a.m. on KRVS 88.7 for another new episode. Programming on KRVS comes to you each week through the generous support of listeners like you and the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Once again, if you have a song that you'd like to request, you're welcome to DM me on my Instagram at punkpyroradio. I've had such a good time doing this, and I can't wait to do it all again next week. But to end off this week's episode, I'm going to be playing some good late 90s emo with The Promise Rings Red and Blue Jeans. I'll see y'all next week. Please stay safe, don't go outside, and if you have to, wear a mask, don't be a dum-dum. But yeah, thank y'all so much again. I know I keep saying it, but thank you, stay safe, I love you, bye!